WCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. We'll see if it happens, but Donald Trump took to his social media to declare he will be putting out his statement on abortion and abortion rights Monday morning. The Trump campaign says it raked in $50 million during Saturday night's Palm Beach fundraiser, eclipsing President Biden's $26 million fundraiser last week.
The Trump campaign is still trailing Democrats in their overall campaign cash, filing showing former President Trump using much of his campaign war chest to pay for his mounting legal bills.
ABC's Jay O'Brien. President Biden goes to Madison, Wisconsin Monday to unveil another large-scale student loan forgiveness plan. There was one grand prize-winning ticket in Saturday night's Powerball drawing, the jackpot topping $1.3 billion. That ticket was sold in Portland, Oregon, and ended a winless streak that had lasted 3 months. This is ABC News. Senate Majority Leader Charles Schumer sent letters to the head honchos at Capital One and Discover with lots of questions about their proposed merger. He warns the merger could reduce competition and translate to higher costs.
We want to know about potential increase in fees. We want to know what this will do to the marketplace. We want to know how consumers are being made aware.
At the multiplexes, ABC's Chuck Sievertson.
Godzilla Kong, the new empire, held onto the top spot at the movie box office for the second week in a row, say studio estimates. The destructive duo's take was reduced to $31.7 million, but its total worldwide is $361 million, while costing $135 million to make. Monkey Man, an India-set revenge thriller, was second with $10 million. Ghostbusters Frozen Empire third, and a struggling debut in fourth for The First Omen, a horror flick from Disney's 20th Century Studios. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
And I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
A fourth-generation family-owned business is running strong thanks in part to Wisconsin cheese. Dufek Wood Products calls Denmark home and has been based in northeast Wisconsin for close to 120 years. It's best known for manufacturing boxes, which are food-safe to age and ship reels of cheese and can be reused. But another Dufek Wood product is getting attention thanks to the Guinness Book of World Records. Do you think it's the family's wine boxes, organic garden mulch, or charcuterie boards? The answer coming up. Winter logging for summer building supplies is how the Dufek started. Manufacturing shifted by 1912 to other wood products, especially those cheese boxes. So did you guess which wood product is getting attention from the Guinness Book of World Records? It's the Dufek's charcuterie boards, with one recently named the largest ever, holding more than 760 pounds of gourmet cheese. That's one huge slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barnes for the Civic Media Radio Network. A fourth-generation family-owned business is running strong thanks in part to Wisconsin cheese. Dufek Wood Products calls Denmark home and has been based in northeast Wisconsin for close to 120 years. It's best known for manufacturing boxes, which are food-safe to age and ship reels of cheese and can be reused. But another Dufek Wood product is getting attention thanks to the Guinness Book of World Records. Do you think it's the family's wine boxes, organic garden mulch, or charcuterie board? The answer coming up. Winter logging for summer building supplies is how the Dufek started. Manufacturing shifted by 1912 to other wood products, especially those cheese boxes. So did you guess which wood product is getting attention from the Guinness Book of World Records? It's the Dufek's charcuterie boards, with one recently named the largest ever, holding more than 760 pounds of gourmet cheese. That's one huge slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You will decide the countdown each week. That's coming soon, and we'll post updates on our socials and tell you about it here on air as well. But for now, it's going to be somewhat of a subjective countdown based on my opinions. So like they say at the comedy show, Whose Line Is It Anyway? The points don't matter. It's just for fun. So let's get going with song number 10 of the Max Inc. Top 10 for the week of April 7th, 2024. It's Alex White and Friends, and his song, Riches to Rags. Alex stopped by the studio just before the CD release show a couple weeks ago to tell us about the new album, North of Center, and how this song, Riches to Rags, came to be.
I came up with the main riff for this song with Nick. It was summer 2020. We're like finally going out a little bit after COVID. We're down at James Madison Park, and we were working on that riff together a little bit. It just kind of came out. He didn't finish the song with me, but that's the origins of it.
We'll be right back. one day, deep peace through the running waves on the Gulf of Mexico. She said, though you won't sleep, know that the first to leave could be the last one to know.
It's the Maxine Top 10 on Civic Media. At number 9, it's Ja Boogie with Dub Foundation and Rendezvous.
Together, let's rendezvous. Rendezvous. If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
I heard it all before. Won't fall for this no more. I see it in your eyes. Will we ever get this right? It brings me to my knees. In this godforsaken place, wondering what could be. If I just make my escape,
Maxing Top 10 on Civic Media. That was number 8 and Brian Bethke, and I'll Be Okay. Brian is okay. He's from Eau Claire, Wisconsin, where you can listen to Max Inc. on the Tap, 93.5 FM. Good evening, Eau Claire. Ja Boogie and Dub Foundation before that with Rendezvous. That's checking in at number 9 from their 2023 album, Spiritual Work. Welcome to Max Inc. Sunday night here on Civic Media. It's our first Sunday evening together. Max Inc. has expanded our programming here on Civic Media. Now Saturday and Sundays, 6 to midnight each week. You can view the full schedule right now at MaxIncRadio.com. Right now it's the Max Inc. Top 10. We're coming in at number 7 this week with a country artist that's originally from Wisconsin, but now calls Nashville her home. Kalen Cole will still visit Wisconsin quite a bit, and I'm sure you'll have plenty of opportunities to see Kalen play during the summer festival season. Kalen was recently live in the lair here on Max Inc., and we asked her about our number 7 song this week, You Ain't Jack, and how it ties in with her experiences in the Nashville dating scene.
Woo, I'm totally like calling myself out here. But yeah, it's just about kind of the Nashville dating experience and the bar scene itself, and how I'm a little jaded about it. So that's what we wrote about.
You think you're the life of the party, got a car. Can resist our favorite narcissist. Who else is living?
Coming in at number 6 on the Maxine Top 10, that's the brand new single from Sunspot and Blackout. Be sure to follow Sunspot on the socials for all their new music, live streams, and ghost stories. Hey, we have the top 5 songs subjectively picked out by yours truly. It's coming up next. It's the Maxing Top 10 on Civic Media.
Spring is the best time to sell your home. The Madison market is hot right now. So get ahead of the spring rush and list your home today with the Aaron Weber Group. Move to Madison.com is your resource with listings updated every 15 minutes. Easy and convenient virtual or in-person showings and meetings. Aaron Weber Group makes your selling experience perfect. Move to Madison.com. Rapid response, going above the ordinary, and getting you what you want. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber. Move to Madison.com. Spring is in the air.
Are you hungry? Let's get a tomato pie from Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Livingston Street in Madison, Monona Drive, and Main Street, Sun Prairie. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie now at salvatorestomatopies.com.
You know Ignite Glass and Gifts' 3 locations in Madison, but you can also shop igniteglassandgifts.com. You'll find grinders, lighters, collectibles, hand-blown glass water pipes, artistically designed jewelry, and plenty of other items delivered straight to your door or to family and friends. Madison's favorite for glass gifts and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road, plus igniteglassandgifts.com.
Are you ready to get your musical game on? Are you a 7th through 12th grade Wisconsin garage band that wants to play Summerfest, the world's largest music festival? Then Rock Onsen wants you. Check out rockonsen.org for more information. Registration is free. All genres of music invited to compete. That's rockonsen.org. Rock Onsen, youth garage bands rockin' Wisconsin. Produced by Dennis Graham Associates and brought to you by Max Inc. Radio and the Civic Media Radio Network. Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Come for the homemade food and beer and stay for the live entertainment. 132 Market Street in Sun Prairie. See the full menu and upcoming events at fullmilebeercompany.com.
Welcome back to the Maxine Top 10 on Civic Media. The top 10 songs of the week for April 7th, subjectively picked out by yours truly. I'm Jimmy Kay. This jam is one of my favorites for sure. At number 5 is The Flavor That Kills from their new album Book of Secrets. It's American Dream.
Times they have a new
Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music with the flavor that kills and the American dream. They check in at number 5 on the Max Inc. Top 10 this week. Their new album is super good, funky, and you can hear it on all the streaming platforms. And you can also hear the interview when the Flavor That Kills stopped by the Civic Media Studios a couple of weeks ago during Max Inc. Saturday Night. It's up on the podcast page right now at maxincradio.com. We're getting closer to my number one song of the week, but first, song number 4. Back in the early teens, 20 teens, I was a big fan of a band called I Am Dragon from Madison. I really like how they blended the vocal harmonies with the keyboards into punk rock and roll. It was a pretty unique sound for the time. Plus, they cemented my respect when they recorded a holiday song called Santa's Special Treats, a song about Santa eating too many special cookies. But like many other bands, COVID killed I Am Dragon. Fast forward to 2023, and frontman John Stover wanted to get the band back together again, but this time as a 4-piece grunge rock band called Peacemaker. At number 4 in the Max Inc. Top 10, here is Peacemaker, and I Do My Best Work at Night.
Still I drive.
I Do My Best Work at Night. That is a brand new Peacemaker who comes in at number 4 on the Max Inc. Top 10. I'm Jimmy Kay. Welcome to the Top 10 and Max Inc. Sunday Night, our first Sunday together. Max Inc. is now on every Saturday and Sunday, 6 to midnight across the Civic Media Radio Network. You may be also interested to know that Max Inc. Americana kicked off this morning bright and early. We had original local country folk and bluegrass from the state of Wisconsin. You can catch Max Inc. Americana every Sunday at 4 to 6 a.m. on the Civic Media station that you're listening to, Civic Media app, and the podcast anytime at maxincradio.com. We're down to the top three for this week's countdown. At number 3 is an artist that had the number 1 song in the Max Inc. Top 41 of 2017. That song was called Porch Hangs, but now Katie Scullin has a new album out called Unfailing. Now, Katie's a fantastic artist from Wisconsin, well-traveled and accomplished. The title track from her new album, Unfailing, is our number 3 song in this week's countdown. Katie's more than just a singer-songwriter, though, and a performer. She loves the visual arts, too. Katie stopped by the studio a couple weeks ago, and she told us about her work at the TV show Discover Wisconsin.
So Discover Media Works is like the umbrella company, and we do Discover Wisconsin. We have a couple different other series. One is called Into the Outdoors, which is an educational series for children about trying to get them outdoors and exploring and solving a lot of problems with, you know, the environment and this balance, right? So that's been really fun. And we do a lot of like corporate work as well, which is really fun. And we have a new series called Uniquely Wisconsin, which is, you know, the uncovered part of Discover Wisconsin, the unique stories that you wouldn't normally hear. So it's been really fun. The team is incredible. It's just, you know, like-minded individuals who like to do this kind of stuff, create and entertain.
Yeah.
Max Inc. on Civic Media, Katie Scullin, and Unfailing at number 3 in the Max Inc. top 10 for this week. I'm Jimmy Kay. Thank you for tuning in. Plenty more to come this evening for Max Inc. Sunday night. We're going to do a double dip of Blythe Gamble to kick off this 7 o'clock hour. Rocker's Closet, and we'll take a look at the Max Inc. live music calendar update as well. At 9, a replay of last night's Live in the Lair with Diana Jones. It was awesome. And then at 10, the new home for Max Inc. Heavy. Michelle will join us with a conversation with Now It's Dark. Now is time for the number 2 song in the Max Inc. top 10, subjectively picked by yours truly. Soon there'll be a voting platform for you, I promise. But for now, we're doing some fun countdowns. And at number 2 in this fun countdown, it's M. Shays and her brand new song, Middle of Nowhere. I love M. Shays. I love her music. I love her vocals. I love the piano. I love everything about M. Shays. When she stopped by the Mad Radio Studios and told us about this song, Middle of Nowhere.
Middle of Nowhere. I wrote that in my old apartment building. This was pre-COVID. The song really speaks to it's kind of, you can go any way you want to, like, thinking about it as a story, so hopefully it'll speak to the listener however it associates to you. Thank you.
The Max Inc. Top 10 on Civic Media with M. Shays at number 2 with her song Middle of Nowhere. Awesome song. Be sure to add M. Shays to all your streaming playlist. Well, we reached our destination, folks. This week's number 1 song with the Max Inc. Top 10. Again, subjectively picked by yours truly, Jimmy K. So go figure that Something to Do would have the number 1 spot in this countdown. The new album from Something to Do is called Here Comes the Panic, and in my humble opinion, it is fantastic. Of course, we had Something to Do on Max Inc. Radio just ahead of the CD release show. You know, Something to Do, they've been a band for years. And Rocker asked the bassist and lead vocalist, Nathan Drednick, what is the glue that keeps Something to Do together?
I like to think that it's me and my personality. I think that's what it is. It's very charming and very team-oriented. But I don't know. I think that we do a good job of everybody has a say. We all try to listen to each other and try not to be too big of jerks. You know, it could be hard. It could be hard when you're a musician. But I think the communication is pretty good and everyone's pretty tries to be kind to each other.
The number 1 song in the Max Inc. Top 10 this week is Sweet Caffeination. It's Something to Do on Max Inc. Radio. That was your number 1 song for April 7th is Something to Do and Sweet Caffeination from Here Comes the Panic. Tune in next Sunday evening at 6 and we'll do it again. It's the Max Inc. Top 10 And if you feel strongly that I should include a song or at least consider, email me, jimmyk@civicmedia.us. Stick around. We got a double dip of Blythe Gamble on the way. It's Max Inc. Sunday night across the Civic Media Radio Network.
When you walk by, did you know when you're near me, I wish I would die through with what you do to me. So when I figured out how to leave you, not a gun or a knife, not a pillow or a noose, give it to the count of three. You better hope the man in the black sedan don't come and find you. I will be the man to hold your hand and look behind you. Need to find a way to coexist. We'll just call it. Close my eyes, kiss my fist when you walk by. Did you know when you're near me, I wish I would die through with what you do to me. So but now figured out how to leave you. Not a gun or a knife, not a pillow or a noose. I'll give you to the count of three. You better hope the man in the black sedan won't come and find you. I will be the man that holds your hand and look behind you. We'll just call it quits and you're no good for me, so I guess it's time to better call a man in a black sedan. Well, I'll choke, it's too good for you. If you ever said a single thing that's true, and dying is too good to care what I mean and I want you to move. All right, asphyxiation, reservation, hesitation, but every time gonna call a man in a black sedan, he'll come and find you.
Local music from Wisconsin. It's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio.
Max Inc. on Civic Media, live in the lair with Kaylin Cole.
Have you ever walked away from a karaoke performance thinking, yeah, that was a lot better than the original person?
Oh my gosh. I don't know if I should admit that or not.
I think you should. Because now I know, now we know there's a song.
Jimmy's talking on it now.
I know. Oh, you're going to get me in trouble, Jimmy.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at maxincradio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series. Wisconsin weather is ever-changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather-ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Berlow.
Here's what you need to know to enjoy a bit of the solar eclipse on Monday afternoon, April 8th. You may be asking, what is a solar eclipse? Well, it's rare, and it happens when the moon moves in front of the sun, blocking the light for just a few minutes. Unfortunately, though, our state is not in the direct path.
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.